नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 55। कर्म भी गृहमेदीयेर इष्ट्वा माम एव भक्ति माम तिष्ठेत वनम वापोविशीत प्रजावान व परिव्रजेत। कर्म भी गृहमेदीयेर इष्ट्वा माम एव भक्ति माम तिष्ठेत वनम वापो विशेत प्रजावान व परिव्रजेत। कर्म भी गृहमेदीयेर तिष्ट्वा माम एव भक्ति माम तिष्ठेत वनम वापो विशेत प्रजावान वा परिव्रजेत। कर्मभीर बाय एक्टिविटीज गृहमेदीयर सुटेबल फॉर फैमिली लाइफ इष्ट्वा वर्शिपिंग माम मी एवा इंडीड भक्ति मान बीइंग अ डिवोटी तिष्ठेत वन मे रिमेन एट होम वनम द फॉरेस्ट वा और उपाविशेत मी एंटर प्रजावान हैविंग रिस्पॉन्सिबल चिल्ड्रेन वा और परिव्रजेत मी टेक संन्यास। द ट्रांसलेशन इज एज फॉलोज। अ हाउस होल्डर डिवोटी हु वर्शिप्स मी बाय एग्जीक्यूशन ऑफ हिज फैमिली ड्यूटीज मे रिमेन एट होम गो टू अ होली प्लेस और इफ ही हैज अ रिस्पॉन्सिबल सन टेक संन्यास। Purport. This verse describes the three alternatives for a householder. He may continue at home or he may take vanaprastha, which involves going to a sacred place with one's wife. Or if he has a responsible son to take over his family duties, he may take sannyas, the renunciation order, for a definite solution to the problems of life. In all three ashrams, ultimate success depends on sincere surrender to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the most important qualification one can have is Krishna consciousness. Om Agyanti Vrindasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshulum Ilantam Ena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तितं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुक्तापदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Vidhamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So thank you for coming for the morning Bhagavatam class. So when we read the sloka today which we just read, and when we read the purport, basically three alternatives to a householder is given. One is that he may continue as family life. Second, he may take vanaprastha. And the third, he may take sannyas. So the first alternative which was given was that he may continue in family life. Now in family life, the basic thing to keep Krishna in the center, it takes little quiet effort. Whereas in vanaprastha and sannyas, it is a little natural, little easier. Because at least in vanaprastha and sannyas, your circumstances, your external, they help you a little bit to remember Krishna, to keep Krishna at the center. But in grihastha ashram, it takes a good effort to try to keep Krishna in the center. And we should know that whatever we may try to, whatever, especially in family life, whatever we do, we have to try to engage all our family people in trying to remember Krishna, serve the devotees. Whether it is children, whether it is adolescents, whether it is grown up people or the elderly people. In family life, we have to somehow try to see that all of these members try to keep Krishna at the center. I know of a particular family where somehow they use the intelligence, God-given intelligence, to somehow, especially to train the young children. It is said in psychology that whatever experiences a person goes from age 0 to age 6, that becomes the basis of this person's personality for the rest of his life. So it is very, very important, especially in family life, we train our children right from at a younger age. I know of one family where this devotee family, they have small children. So whenever they travel in the taxi or auto rickshaw, so the father starts a very nice conversation with the driver. The father tells the driver, if you see some Ganpati photo or some Ganpati sticker on the dashboard, the father acknowledges the driver, hey, it's a very nice Ganpati photo you have got on your dashboard. Ganpatiji removes all inauspiciousness. Very nice. So you put the sticker? And the driver says, yes, I put it. I'll say my owner put it. Then this devotee starts saying, acha, you're from north side, Bihar or UP? Yeah, sab, main Bihar ka utbi. Aapka naam kya hai? He says, some Prakash Yadav or something. Ah, very, bahut acha naam hai. And then this devotee starts telling the driver, you know, actually in the scriptures, this Mahamantra is there. This mantra, it has all the mantras. It is very auspicious if a person chants. Then the father tells the Mahamantra. Then the driver also, ah, sir, bahut acha mantra hai. Then in the course of the talk, the father tells the driver, you know, I have the sticker of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you give permission, can we stick it on your dashboard? And yes, yes, please stick. Then the father tells his children, beta, sticker lagata. The children very enthusiastic, they'll open the sticker, they put it on the dashboard, you know. So, in family life, you have to try to use your God-given intelligence, how to somehow connect and train your children in God consciousness. Then, another family I know of, how they try to train the family members, especially the children, in Krishna consciousness. One thing very important in family life, in grihastha ashram, One quality is very important that we all grihastha should have. That is giving charity. हम लोग क्या है गृहस्थ आश्रम में ना बिकॉज मी माइन हमारा हम लोग इकट्ठा बचा के रखते हैं होर्डिंग होर्डिंग यू नो ये रखो बाद में काम आएगा ये रखो बाद में काम आएगा यू नो वी हैव द टेंडेंसी टू कीप 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 हां सो द स्क्रिप्चर से इन गृहस्थ आश्रम इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वी शुड प्रैक्टिस दिस क्वालिटी ऑफ गिविंग दान सो दिस फैमिली आई नो हाउ दे ट्रेन द चाइल्ड टू गिव दान वेरी नाइस फ्रॉम द स्मॉल एज When any guest comes, whether it is devotee or non-devotee, this family, they keep a stock of gifts. Maybe stickers, tilak, some photo, some frame, you know, they keep stock. So when any guest comes to the house, and then when the guest is leaving, this devotee, he himself, in the beginning, when his children are small, in front of his children, he would give gifts to the guests. And in a very nice way, they embrace each other. And then the children became little, 2-3 years old. Then whenever guests would come, whether it's devotee or non-devotee, This father, he would, when the guest is about to leave, the father would give a small gift to his son. He said, Beta, go and give it to this guest. The son, very enthusiastic, would take the gift. Go, Prabhuji, ye aapke liye. And the Prabhuji would give such a big smile. Oh, Hari Bol, thank you so much. He would give him a hug, you know. And the son also so happy. Hari Bol, Prabhuji, you know. So like this. So this way, this is the way how this family is training the children. So that's how somehow we have to use our God-given intelligence. To train our young children to be more God conscious. And especially when we train our children in God consciousness, in family life, when we train, you can get amazing results, huh? Very amazing results. I know of a particular family in Mira Road. This family is trying to train the child in God consciousness. So it is the month of Kartik. So the son, he got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He may be in the fourth class, small boy. He got up 4 o'clock in the morning, Kanth of Kartik. His father was sleeping. The son, he wakes up his father. Papa, Papa, get up. Father, you know, he had come a little late. He got up. Yes, beta, what happened? Papa, it is Kartik time. We should go for Mangal Aarti. The father says, okay, beta, okay, we'll get ready. The father has his bath, gets ready. And then the father has put on his kurta and put on his pant and ready to go. Then the son looks at his father and says, Papa, you'll go to temple like this? The father says, yes, beta, what happened? Papa, you're wearing kurta and pant. You should wear kurta and dhoti for Mangal Aarti. Acha, acha, okay, beta. Father goes and puts on his dhoti, you know, and then goes for Mangal Aarti. We have to know here who's the father and who the son. So the thing is, when we train our children for God consciousness, you get amazing results. Another example I know of is that, you know, father... He had a small daughter, very small daughter, maybe 7 years, 6-7 years of age. The daughter was sitting side of the father, and the father very lovingly was talking to her daughter and, you know, very putting a hand and very lovingly talking. Then this daughter tells her father that, Papa, please don't get attached to me so much. Otherwise, you will not remember Krishna at the time of your death. Now, God, you know, these all amazing statements. So this is... The you know the benefit of when you train your children, amazing results. And then, and another thing, when you're talking of family life, we have to see all our family people, everything in a family, our house, everything, as the property of Krishna. Like I mentioned, in Grihastha Ashram, in family life, we have that tendency of wanting, accumulate. So it's very important we have to train ourselves to see everything what a householder has as the property of Krishna. We have to understand, ultimately, it's of Krishna. Is it that we have to train our consciousness? Ultimately, when we die, can we take even 1 paisa with us? No. We have to leave everything behind. So why might as well we train ourselves that our house, our children, everything is the property of the Lord. Then, like when you're talking of training... Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like the way he trained his son Bimal Prasad, when Bimal Prasad, Bhakti Thakur, when he was small, his name was Bimal Prasad. When Bimal Prasad was small, the way, the type of training which Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave was amazing. You know the story, when Bimal Prasad, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, when he was small, very small age, he had mangoes. When he had mangoes, he later came to know that these mangoes were not offered. So when he came to know that these mangoes were not offered, he took a vow. He said that for lifelong, I will not have mango in my life.
Imagine a small child taking such a vow. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, throughout his life, he never had mangoes thereafter. Whenever his disciples or someone would come with mangoes, when he became an acharya, a big guru, when disciples or some other people who did not know about this vow, they would bring mangoes to him, he would just look at them and say that actually I am a sinner. That was his humility. But again, the type of training which he had as a small child, he took that vow. Then it is very important when we are talking of the family life. It is very important that in family life, we have association of the renounced order. Very, very important. Like I mentioned, in family life, the concept of me, mine, wanting more, accumulating. So it is very, very important we have to have association of the renounced order. See, in family life, you know, especially in Bombay, you catch morning 6:30 train and you go to work. And you know, I was told in Bombay, there's a person, when he goes to work, he has to change 5 or 6 types of vehicles. He takes from a small place a cycle. The cycle, he goes and then he leaves it at a particular place, he locks it, takes a bus. Through the bus, he goes to the railway, you know, through the bus, he goes to a particular river place, he has to take a boat. He crosses the boat, he takes a bus again and a local train. And the same thing he has to do for coming back. Now imagine, 5 types of vehicles he has to change just to go and work, catch the morning 6:30 train. By the time he comes back, he has to catch the 8:11 train in the evening. By the time he reaches home, exhausted. Where is the time to read Bhagavatam? Where is the time to associate with Vaishnavas? Or associate with the renounced order? Then he has his family responsibilities, children's homework, children's studies, he has to the social functions, his wife's sons, or his wife's brother's sister's birthday, he has to go there. So many other things in a family life, so many social responsibilities. Imagine, when we are so much caught up in family life, I'm like, you know, it's so difficult to remember Krishna, so difficult to be actively involved in devotional service. So that's why it is said, we in family life have to have strong association of the renounced order, of the brahmacharis, of the sannyasis. When we grihastha associate with these renounced order, what do they say? Remember Krishna, give a family attachment. At the time of death, he said, kaam kuch nahi aayega, Bhagwan ka naam hi kaam aayega. So when we hear these things, thoda hum bhi hil jate, you know. He said, yes, 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 yes. So in family life, it's not important, it is vital. It is a lifeline to association of the renounced order. Then, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, text 10, Prabhupada gives a very nice understanding. Prabhupada says that in family life, in grihastha ashram, if one wants to be happy, he should do these 4 things. One, he should chant the Maha Mantra regularly. Second, he should, whatever food he should offer to the lordships and have it as prasad. Third, Prabhupada mentions that in family, there should always be discussion among family members on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada said the fourth, there should be deity worship. The Prabhupada said in family life, we should train all our family people in these 4 things. When we train them in these 4 things, our family life will be happy. And we should understand that in family life, there are many, many challenges. Many, many challenges. Like I just mentioned to you, sometimes, you know, there are misunderstandings, husband, wife. There are, when we, this, you know, there's so many social functions to attend. Sometimes there are misunderstandings among relatives. It's a complex situation of a grihastha. There's so many, he has to look after his children, he has to follow the studies, in the office there's so much politics. Then sometimes the wife comes and says, that person has told me this, she's disturbed, you have to take care of your own mind, you have to take care of her mind, you have to take care of the mind of your son, you have to take care of the mind of your daughter, you have to take care of the mind of your colleagues. Ek hi mind take karne mein apna pasina ho jata hai. Imagine so many more minds you have to take care in your grihastha ashram. Imagine what is a state is so complex in one sense. That's why it is said we have to always take guidance of senior grihasthas. And sometimes because we don't know how to deal with all this mind, we don't know how to deal with that, this family dispute or politics in the office and all that. So it is very, very important we take guidance from senior grihasthas, how to go about. Then this was the first alternative, Then the second alternative in this purport which we are discussing, the second alternative is mentioned that the householder, he may take vanaprast. Now, in vanaprast, basically, we detach ourselves from family responsibilities. We detach ourselves from the home responsibilities we have, from social responsibilities. And we try to attach ourselves more to Krishna. We try to, whatever little power we have, we exercise in the family and society, we detach ourselves. Basically, detachment is very prominent in vanaprast. And basically, in vanaprast, again, the concept of detachment. Because now, in family life, you know, basically, forget in family life, as you are born in this material world, you know, just everything is just making you attached more and more to this family, to material things, everything. Right from childhood, you know, you're trained, arey achcha paro, taki you'll get a good job, so that you can earn good money, you can have a good wife, you'll have name, you can have name in society, you can do something in society. And when you take up, when you go to the college, again, there's competition, you want to come first, you know. When you get a job, you want to get a good job, you want to earn good money. Basically, everything just reminding of material attachment. And when you come to family, more material attachment. Mera beta, mera bibi, mera tape recorder, mera ghari, just mera, my. You know, so there's so much attachment. So when we come to vanaprast, we have to shed off that attachment. And that attachment will not be shed off in just 1 minute or 1 day. We have to train ourselves. Your wife and the husband, they have to, you know, be little away from, away from family responsibilities, away from social responsibilities. And we have to try to see, in the previous times, people would go to the forest in vanaprast. In Bombay, if anyone tries to look for forest, you may find the forest maximum in the national park. They also, in the evening, you're asked to go out. There's no concept of trying to make a small hut and stay in there. So, the thing is, what is the practical way in today's Kali Yuga time, especially in modern cities, to live vanapras? That's a very big question. What is the practical way? One of the practical ways is that we take up more active devotional service on behalf of Gurudev. We take up more active devotional service. We take up more active preaching. We take up more active projects. We involve ourselves more in that completely. We try to hear and read more of Bhagavatam every day. By doing this, we are like in vanaprast, you can say, in Kali Yuga. And I remember there's one Sinash Srila Prabhupada's disciple. He was once giving a lecture on vanaprast. He made a very nice statement. This was maybe 15 years back, but it really entered my heart. He was mentioning that regarding vanaprast. So he was mentioning that when a young man and a young woman, when they get engaged before marriage, when they get engaged, at when that engagement time itself, they should plan the vanaprast. I repeat, at the time of engagement itself, when a young boy and young girl, they're getting engaged, at the engagement time itself, this couple should plan the vanaprast. You tell this to a non-devotee, it'll go double bouncer to them, you know. And they will not know what is this they're talking about. Now, why this statement was told? Again, the concept of detachment. Because again, you know, everything in this material world is just reminding us of what? Attachment. So this very nice statement that at time of engagement cell we plan a vanapras. Why? Because of the concept of detachment. In Krishna consciousness, if we do two things, we will 100% be successful. What is that? One is that we detach ourselves from sense enjoyment. And second, we attach ourselves to Krishna. Attach ourselves to Krishna's service, to Krishna's devotees, to the service of devotees. If we do these two things simultaneously, we do, then 100% will be success in Krishna consciousness. Why do we do these things? We want to detach ourselves from sense gratification and attach ourselves to Krishna and his devotees, to their service. Why? So that we can have genuine love for Krishna. We want to ultimately have genuine love for Krishna in our heart. Once Srila Prabhupada was in US in one of the temples. In this temple, many devotees, many senior Srila Prabhupada's disciples came from all over the world. There were devotees who were doing book distribution. There were devotees who were from BBT. There were devotees who were in farm projects. There were devotees who were looking after the Gurukul. There were devotees who were college preachers. You know, it was a mixture of all straight off ISKCON. So one of the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, which service do you like best? Imagine, all people are there from all straight off, book distributors, college preachers, Gurukul in charges. And this devotee asks, Prabhupada, which service you like best? Prabhupada paused. Prabhupada said, the service which I like best is that one loves Krishna. What a beautiful answer. What did Srila Prabhupada say? Prabhupada said, the service which I like best is the service that one loves Krishna. So basically we have to, whatever activities, whichever ashram we have to try to train ourselves to love Krishna genuinely from our heart. Then, the third alternative. In the purport, the third alternative which was given was that if a grihastha, if he has a responsible son, then this grihastha can give the responsibility of this family to his elderly son and he may take sannyas. Obviously, taking sannyas, one has to consult his guru or the senior disciples or the senior devotees. Then after consultation, he can take sannyas. And in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 2, it's a very nice definition. In the direct sloka, it is mentioned, what is a sannyas? What is sannyas? It is mentioned, the giving up of activities that are based on material desire is what great learned men call the renounced order of life, sannyas. So obviously in sannyas, a person breaks his full family responsibilities. He has no family connection. He breaks all social responsibilities. He gives up his immediate family, but he sees the whole world as his bigger family. And he goes on preaching and trying to give Krishna prem to everyone. That is his own sole business. He gives up his immediate family and takes up the responsibility of a bigger family. He sees the whole world as his family and tries to give them Krishna consciousness. And of course, before taking sannyas, a particular level of purification has to happen in this person. After only a particular level of purification has happened, then a person can go for sannyas. In fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Prabhupada mentions that if a person is not adequately purified, and if he takes sannyas, he will be a disturbance to society. Disturbance to society. So again, the concept of purification. This sloka which we are referring to, it refers to, you know, the family life, the vanaprastha and the sannyas. Obviously, before taking the sannyas, when a person is in the vanaprastha, one of the points in vanaprastha is that a person has to have a simple living also. Simple living. In Kali Yuga especially, you see everything is just geared around to make you have a complex lifestyle. Complex lifestyle. Any level you take. Once I was traveling to Mira Road by train. It was evening. You know, maybe 8 o'clock. You know, people were already half tired, half dead, you know, just sitting. I saw side of me, there were four old people sitting. They were practically in their 60s. All four of them, you know, they took out their mobile and they were playing Ludo. You know what is Ludo? Age 60, they're playing Ludo. You know, the person who invented the game Ludo also, he wouldn't have imagined that in Kali Yuga, you know, people in the age of 60s, four people were playing Ludo. That's the age of their vanaprastha. Practically, what vanaprastha? Probably they would have been, that's the age of sannyas also, what? But what they're playing? Ludo. Chaya, charaya, teenaya, katogaya. You know, God, I was just hearing these words. I was thinking they should be taking out more of name of Krishna, Govinda, Gopal. They're saying, che, teen, out, cut. You know, just see what, you know. So the thing is, in Vanaprast, we have to train ourselves, try to live a simple life. Yes. And it is not going to be easy. In Kali Yuga, to live a simple life is not going to be easy. You have to put strong endeavor. You know, when my children, they were maybe 5 years old. One was 5 and the other may have been 8. So my children, you know, they were always satisfied with simple clothes, you know. So, you know, the old pants and shirt had been worn out, so I had to buy them new pants and shirts. So I told my children, come, we'll go to the Miraro shops and we'll buy you pant and shirt. So I went to one shop. I told them, buy thoda, give me simple pant and simple shirt. He took out his pant and all shirts. There was no simple pant, no simple shirt. The pants we showed, some chain here, some design here, some crocodile here, some tiger here. Then the t-shirts he took out a shirt. One shirt, you know, tiger here, teddy bear here, red here, blue here, green here. I told him, bhai, kuch simple dekhao. Nahi saab, simple cheez nahi hai. I went to another shop. Please show me some simple pant and shirt. That guy also took out, you know, pant with teddy bear, lion, tiger, shirts with t-shirt with teddy bear, lion, and Superman, He-Man, Batman. I told him, bhai saab, kuch simple hai. Nahi saab, simple nahi hai. Yeh sab chalta hai aajkal. I went to a third shop. Same thing there. He-Man, Batman, Superman. God, I was thinking, God, there. Believe me, I went to fourth, fifth, sixth shops. I wanted to buy a simple pant, simple shirt. That also Mira Road, you know, it's South Bombay, little Hi-Fi. Mira Road, okay, Hi-Fi is yet to come a little bit. But, you know, still, God, 6, 7 shops. I couldn't find a simple pant, simple shirt. My children were also fed up. Papa, kidha jayenge? So I told, kya kare yaar? Two loki will do one thing. I went to a school uniform shop. In the school uniform, you know, nowadays, thank God, many school uniforms, they have black pant, blue pant, brown pant, you know, all different grey pant. So in a school uniform shop, I went and bought simple pants, you know, grey pant or brown pant. And my children were happy. Now imagine, in Kali Yuga, just to buy a simple shirt, simple pant, it took me effort. Imagine, if you're trying to live, if you want a devotional life, God, maya chhodne wala nahi hai. 6 dukane, 15 dukan ghumayega aapko maya for devotional service. Huh? So in Kali Yuga, for devotional service, it's going to be good effort on a part to remember Krishna, to do devotional service. But it becomes easy when we associate with devotees. When we have good association, it becomes simple and easy for us. Then, in the purport, when you read, there was a very nice statement. There was a very nice statement that, I'll read you the exact statement. In the purport it was mentioned, in all these three ashrams, basically in this purport we were discussing about Vanaprast, about family life, Grihastha, Vanaprast and Sannyas. So it's mentioning that in all these three ashrams, ultimate success depends on sincere surrender to the Supreme Lord. What a beautiful statement. I repeat again. Ultimate success depends on sincere surrender to the Supreme Lord. Again, the catch word is surrender. Surrender. And when we're talking of surrender, basically surrender is a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the consciousness. There's no external label. Ye devotee surrendered, ye devotee half surrendered, ye devotee 75 surrendered. Surrender is a matter of your inner consciousness. You know yourself. You know yourself, what is your level. But we have to endeavor to surrender fully to the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. You see, Srila Prabhupada, from his life, he hardly had any money. He had practically, it was just few rupees when he went to the West. When he went to the West, he, just for few days, he stayed in a particular house. He was so old, the English language which he spoke, he had thick accent. He didn't know where to stay after a few weeks. He didn't have money. He didn't have any support. At one time, Srila Prabhupada, he was out on the street. You know, he was staying with a particular family. That guy, he was got a little crazy at night. He was behaving, he was shouting at Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, in the middle of the night, he had to leave with his trunk out on the road. He didn't know where to go to sleep. You see, Srila Prabhupada, he had so much struggle. But Srila Prabhupada was surrendered to his Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada was surrendered to his Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada was surrendered to the will of Guru and Krishna. And because of that surrender, Srila Prabhupada had full success in his life. Because of the surrender of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada had full success in his life, in his devotional life. And when you're talking of surrender, there's a very nice line which once Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he mentioned. He mentioned, Maya catches non-devotees by making them not surrender to Krishna. And Maya catches devotees by making them postpone their surrender to Krishna. What a beautiful statement. Huh? How does Maya catch us? Maya knows, ye to diksha le liya hai. Kanti mala pen raha hai. Bara tilak rakha hai. Isko to main sidha baar mein to le nahi ja sakta hu. I cannot guide him to a sidha brothel or anything, you know. Isko pakad nahi sakta. So how does Maya catch devotees? By making them postpone their surrender to Krishna. Very beautiful line. Especially in the family life, you know, I mentioned to you some of my, aap logo trailer dikhaya, family life. You're so much caught up. Then sometimes when you come for a Bhagavatam class and the speaker is giving a very important class and speaks of the importance of reading Bhagavatam, importance of hearing Bhagavatam. Then after the Bhagavatam class, we say, "Arey, kal se main roj half an hour I will read Bhagavatam." You know, fine. So by the end of the day, he reaches. That tomorrow, the next day, he goes to his office, and again, by the time he comes back, he says to himself, "Okay, 2 days ke baad se I will start reading Bhagavatam." You know. Then after 2 days again, he says, "Okay, abhi there's some projects in my office. I'm coming late. Next week I'll start reading Bhagavatam." And then next week comes, "Arey, ek family mein ek shaadi hai. You have to go to buy this. You have to go buy that. You have to travel. Okay, after this marriage gets over, I will start reading Bhagavatam." Marriage gets over, फिर birthday आता है किसी का, फिर किसी का कुछ आता है, कोई मर जाता है, कोई, you have just kept on postponing. Maya, just see how it's catching the devotees, just making us postpone. फिर एक दिन हम अपने आप को राम राम सत्य, राम राम सत्य, राम राम सत्य, we find ourselves being taken to the for the graveyard or cremation के लिए. हम मर गए पोस्टपोन करते करते. सो दैट्स व्हाई, सो वी हैव टू बी डिटरमाइंड. कुछ भी हो जाए, ठीक है भाई, मैं आई एम गोइंग टू रीड एटलीस्ट 15 मिनट्स 20 मिनट्स भागवतम एवरी डे. एटलीस्ट वंस अ वीक आई विल कम इन एसोसिएशन टू व्हाट इज हियर अबाउट द भागवतम और हियर अबाउट द वेदास, अबाउट द स्क्रिप्चर्स. वी हैव टू हैव दैट टाइप ऑफ स्टबर्ननेस. वी हैव टू हैव दैट टाइप ऑफ, क्या बोलते, पागलपन बोलो, यू नो व्हाट, व्हाटएवर यू कॉल इट. But we have to have that type of stubbornness. Kuch bhi ho, I am going to read everyday Bhagavatam at least 15-20 minutes. I am going to associate regularly with Vaishnavas. We have to have that determination. Then another thing is Krishna, it is said that Krishna is, like when you're talking of surrender, in Nectar of Devotion, there's a very nice statement. It is mentioned that Krishna, he protects the people who surrender to him. In this context, in the Nectar of Devotion mentioned that one of the enemies of Krishna, normally enemies, they are very fearful of their opponents. Kabhi bhi aa jayega, he may attack me, he may kill me. But this one enemy of Krishna, he was like in Bombay's line, you say, Bindas. Always, he was non-fearful of Krishna. He knew Krishna was the enemy, but he was bindas about Krishna. And he was fearless about Krishna. Not fearful at all. Why? Because he heard one quality of Krishna. He had heard that Krishna is the protector of the people who surrender to him. So this enemy thought, chalo, when fighting with Krishna, if at a time I feel I'm going to die, I'm going to be defeated by Krishna, I'll jaake Krishna ka payari pakad lega. I'll tell Krishna, I'm surrendering to you. And he knows that if I do this, Krishna will give me protection and Krishna will give me surrender. So because of this quality of Krishna, this enemy, he was fearless of Krishna. I just see Krishna so wonderful. Even his enemies. Krishna is so wonderful. When anyone surrenders to Krishna, Krishna gives them full shelter. In this context, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 63, this story of Banasura is there. Banasur, he had thousands of arms. And when Banasur, he was fighting with Lord Krishna. Fierce fight. Banasur, thousand hands. Imagine, you know, thousand fighting with Krishna and, you know. So at one stage, Banasur was little defeated. So at that time, there was a demon personified. His name was Shivajara. Shivajara, he was personified weapon. And he was fighting for Banasur. He, it is said, he was such a fearful demon. He had 3 heads, 3 feet, 6 arms and 9 eyes. Anything which came on his way, he was just devastating it. He was like Yamraj personified at the time of death. Just devouring anything which came on his, you know, uske jaste pe jo hai, anything, just finishing them off. People are just so fearful of him. So this Shivajara, then he came face to face with Lord Krishna. And started fighting with Lord Krishna. You know, imagine so many eyes, so many heads, so many legs, so fearful. Like Yamraj, that's personified. Started fighting with Krishna. And when he started fighting with Krishna, ultimately, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And then, the Shivajaya started, you know, he understood, God, now I'm going to get defeated. And I'm going to die. The Shivajaya understood that now I'm going to die. But then, he immediately went to Krishna and at his lotus feet and said, I surrender to you, my Lord. Please protect me. And then Krishna said, okay, I give you protection. And Krishna did not kill him. Krishna accepted him and Krishna gave him protection. Now just see, what a wonderful quality of Lord Krishna. Even an enemy who surrenders to Krishna, Krishna, you know, takes care of him so nicely. What to speak of we sadhakas. We sadhakas, we also are going through a trouble sometimes. We are having difficult chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We start thinking about a dhobi, you know, Hare, wo mera kal marriage hai, wo dhobi ko bola tha, kal garden lane, mind goes here, mind goes there. You know, when we are doing some devotional service, some beautiful Mataji goes by, again we are distracted, mind goes, you know, haywire and say, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. You know, we are going through our struggles, we are going through our challenges. Huh? Imagine, if Krishna can take care of his enemies, why will not Krishna genuinely help us and give genuine shelter to us? Huh? The problem is sometimes half-heartedly we take surrender of Krishna. Huh? So Krishna says, as per our surrender, he also reciprocates with us as per our surrender. Then we are talking of this point of surrender. You know, one person had met Srila Prabhupada and he told Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, you are these disciples. Their pronunciation of Sanskrit is not proper. Their pronunciation of Sanskrit is not proper. Prabhupada heard this gentleman and Prabhupada said, yeah, it's okay. Their pronunciation is not proper, but their surrender is proper. Their surrender is perfect. So that gentleman kept quiet. So ultimately, see, surrender is more a matter of inside. It's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the consciousness. Yes, externals to some degree, whatever we can do, we try. But surrender is ultimately a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the consciousness. And Krishna sees more of the inside. Then you see the story of Gajendra, the elephant. When he was fighting with the crocodile. And when he was in the end stage, when he knew I'm going to die. Then in utter surrender, in utter helplessness, he cried out Vishnu's name. And when he cried out with that surrender, with that quality of surrender, with that helplessness, Vishnu came and saved Gajendra. So again, whenever we genuinely seek shelter and we genuinely surrender to the Lord, success is 100% guaranteed. You take the example of in the scriptures of Amrish Maharaj. Amrish Maharaj, just a Vaishnava he was. Duras Muni, he had such big powers, such big siddhis. He could do such big magical feats. He created a big demon to destroy Amrish Maharaj. But because of Amrish Maharaj's surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no harm could be done to Amrish Maharaj. Krishna protected Amrish Maharaj. Again, because of Amrish Maharaj's surrender. Then when you're talking of Srimad Bhagavata, talking of surrender, once Srila Prabhupada was in a particular temple in the West, and then Srila Prabhupada was scheduled to give the Bhagavatam class. So just before the Bhagavatam class, Srila Prabhupada called the temple president and told, you give the class. That guy, he was just like, Bultina, caught off guard. He, you know, and he was a good preacher. He would give good Bhagavatam class and a good preacher. But he was just told by Srila Prabhupada, you please give the Bhagavatam class. And Prabhupada sat in the class also. Now this speaker, he was so nervous. He started Jai Radha Madhava and he started the Bhagavatam class. He was so nervous that he could not speak proper grammatical sentences. When he spoke one sentence, the second sentence he spoke, it had no relation with the first sentence. The third sentence also which he was speaking, it had no relation with the first and second. You know, so nervous. He was just speaking, you know. The devotees in the audience, they were wondering, kya bol raha hai ye? Kya ho gaya isko? But he was just attempting his best. And Prabhupada was sitting. Imagine kya halat hoga. But he was just attempting his best. Jo bhi man mein aaya, bol raha tha. Just speaking. And when the time came, the earliest time came, he entered the class. And then when he entered the class, so Prabhupada starts walking towards this devotee. So all the devotees are going behind Prabhupada. They are saying, what will Prabhupada tell him? Then Prabhupada goes to this devotee and Prabhupada tells this devotee, thank you very much. And Prabhupada was very happy with him. And then Prabhupada goes away. Now just see. I mean, Prabhupada also was sitting in the class. No? Prabhupada also could see this guy, his first, second sentence, third, second, no correlation, nothing. But what did Prabhupada see? Prabhupada saw this disciple surrender to him. Prabhupada saw that this devotee, he wants to please me. Prabhupada saw that one word, that surrender. And Prabhupada was most happy with that. Then when we are speaking of surrender, there is another very wonderful story. This is about how the ISKCON temple in Dwarka started. Now in Dwarka, this is many, many years back. ISKCON that time didn't have a center in Dwarka. So Mahavishnu Maharaj, one of Srila Prabhupada's senior disciples, sannyasi disciples, he had gone with some of his disciples to Dwarka to give a program. So after the program, there was one of his disciples, his name was Sridhar Das. He was from Kerala. So Sridhar, after the class, Sridhar Das asked his Gurudev, Gurudev, there's no ISKCON center here, there's no ISKCON temple. Then Mahavishnu Maharaj said, okay, you start the ISKCON temple here. Then Mahavishnu Maharaj got a little busy with some other things and Mahavishnu Maharaj with his disciples left. So this Sridhar disciple, he said, my Guru Maharaj told me to start ISKCON center here, ISKCON temple. But the problem is this, Bichara, this Sridhar was from where? Kerala. He was not from Gujarat. He was from Kerala. He did not know Gujarati. He did not know Hindi. He knew his local Kerala language and he knew little English. So all the devotees left. But Sridhar said, no, I will stay back. My Guru Maharaj has told me I should start a ISKCON temple here. He stayed back. He doesn't know anyone. What will he do? But he had surrendered to the will of his Gurudev. He had surrendered to the statement of his Gurudev. Okay, you start the ISKCON temple. He really surrendered 100%. So he had a deep desire. I want to start a ISKCON temple here. He doesn't know anyone, nothing. What does he do? He goes to the riverbank. He sits down and starts chanting very, very desperately. He chants the holy name like his life and soul. But desperation is chanting the holy name. He's begging the holy name. Please show me the way. Help me, Harinam Prabhu. Please show me the way. With so much intensity he was chanting. For many, many hours he was just chanting. So some of the local people there, they approached him and told him, Prabhuji, what seva can we do for you? What can we do for you? So Sridhar said, you know, my Guru Maharaj, he has told me I should start ISKCON temple. So one of the local devotees said, see, in the heart of Dwarka, I have a place. I have given it on rent to a person. And I have told that person to vacate that place, but he is not vacating it. I give you that place in donation to you. You do ISKCON, you can start ISKCON, whatever you do. But you have to vacate that, you have to get that tenant leave from that place. But the thing is, this tenant who was staying, he had a lot of money. He had a lot of influence in the government. He had a lot of influence with the antisocial elements. He was a very influential person. So this landlord had, on many occasions, had tried to get that tenant to leave from that place. But the tenant never vacated it. So this landlord had given up the hope about that property. So this landlord, he told his devotee, see, I give you donation that place. But that guy, he's very influential. He has a lot of money, muscle power. He knows antisocial elements. He knows all government ministers. See if you can get him to empty it. I give you that place. Sridhar was very happy. Wow, I got a place. I can start an ISKCON temple. So he goes to that person who's staying in that place and tells him, you see, this landlord, he has donated this whole place to us, to ISKCON, so that we can make an ISKCON temple. So you please empty this place. That guy starts laughing. He said, "Are, many people have tried to get me out from this place, but none could be successful. I am not going to leave this place. You do whatever you want." So this Sridhar was briefed up that this guy has a lot of power and everything. So Sridhar wrote a letter to Mahavishnu Maharaj. This has happened. So when Mahavishnu Maharaj got that letter, Mahavishnu Maharaj came to Dwarka, met Sridhar, and told Sridhar, "Take me to that tenant." So Sridhar Maharaj, Mahavishnu Maharaj and Sridhar both go to this tenant. Then Mahavishnu Maharaj was briefed up everything about this person, that he has a lot of money power, muscle power, everything. So Mahavishnu Maharaj knew the background. So Mahavishnu Maharaj told this person, "Ki, see, this place has been given to us. We want to make ISKCON Krishna's and Radharani's temple here. We know that you have a lot of money. We know you have a lot of power. We know you have a lot of antisocial elements, you know. I'm going to fight for this place. I'm not going to use muscle power. I'm going to fight the legal way. I'll fight as per the law this place. And I know that in my fight, when I'm fighting with you, I know you have so much power. You can get me killed also. I know that. But I'm going to fight. And I know I can get killed. But please remember, if I get killed, I'll be dying while serving Krishna. My destination, I'll be going to the Lord's abode. But remember one thing, when you're fighting this battle in the court also, you may also die a natural death. You may get a heart attack, something may happen to you, you may die. But you'll be dying fighting against Krishna. So your future destiny is going to be very horrible." Mahavishnu told him this. So this guy, that tenant, started thinking, grey matter started tickling, grey matter thoda. Started thinking. He told Mahavishnu Maharaj, "Okay, I give it to you, I will empty it, He emptied it. And Mahavishnu Maharaj made a very, very beautiful temple. This temple is in the heart of Dwarka. A very beautiful temple. So again, how did this temple come about? Because this disciple Sridhar, he surrendered fully to the will of his Gurudev, to the instruction of his Gurudev. When we surrender completely, even the word impossible says, I am possible. The key word is surrender. So, in the end, I will read you some quotes. These quotes are from different literature and different lectures from senior devotees in ISKCON. The first quote: "Surrender sounds horrible to one who wants to be a controller, but it is the sweetest and most pleasing of all words to a devotee who has a humble heart." Next quote: "We should be leaders in our surrender." Next: "Nothing is impossible for the Lord, and therefore nothing is impossible for one who takes shelter in the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord." Next quote: "When you surrender, that's where you get your strength from. The last quote: "Do not think that if you surrender to Krishna, you will be a loser. You will not lose anything except bondage, frustration and suffering. That is all you will lose." Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So, does anyone have any questions, any comments to make? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much.